A new documentary called Rock School profiles the Paul Green School of Rock Music in Philadelphia, an after-school program that teaches young people the rudiments of hard rock in a novel, aggressive way. Our rock critic, Ken Tucker, has a review. But first, here's one of Green's students playing Santana's Black Magic Woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, our tribute to the guitar gods.
If you saw Jack Black lead school kids in the ABCs of AC/DC in School of Rock, you ain't seen nothing yet. In Rock School, a new plugged-in, turned-on documentary, real-life Philadelphia after-school teacher Paul Green yells, cajoles, jokes, and kicks at walls to inspire a bunch of 9 to 17-year-olds to thrash authoritatively through Black Sabbath and Frank Zappa. Green is a stubby scrapper who looks to be in his 30s. He's given up his dream to be the best rock star guitarist and replaced it, he says, with another one, to be the best rock music teacher. We live in a society where aspiring to be a teacher of troubled and troublesome kids gets you a slim paycheck, pitying looks, and empty praise about what a noble calling you've chosen. But Paul Green is the sort of devoted teacher that would give Laura Bush pause. He doesn't want your stinking pity or your admiration. He wants to kick out the jams with a band he builds from the ground up, filled with malcontents who can perform wizardly guitar solos on Santana's Black Magic Woman, or strain their tender vocal cords screaming the lyrics to Black Sabbath's Iron Man. Paul Green shocks disaffected kids out of their complacency by asking his class, "Do you love Satan? I want to give you the gift of rock. That's what Satan gives you." In other words, Green wants to startle these kids into questioning what teaching and learning is all about, to argue with him, and then buckle down and get to doing Satan's work, because in this context, the devil takes the form of intricate chord progressions and maintaining the beat through the abrupt time signature changes in a Frank Zappa rock opera. Rock School, directed by Don Argott, would seem like the exact opposite of another school music documentary, the beautifully entrancing Mad Hot Ballroom. Paul Green gets mad and hot, all right. He bellows at his 120 students, pushing them hard. He's not politically correct. "Don't look at your fingers," he yells at a boy struggling to master a guitar riff. "You want to be a girl guitar player," he taunts. "You want to be in the Bangles?" One of the pleasures of Rock School is that the kids give as good as they get. This young boy, for example, clearly has no idea who the Bangles even are, and gives his frenetic teacher a stare that stops the sarcasm. But Green gets results. A teen named Will tells the filmmakers that in his public school, he was diagnosed as, quote, retarded, and that he's tried to commit suicide, quote, many times. "If it wasn't for Rock School," he says, peering at the camera through thick glasses with a muttering voice, "I'd probably be dead." As for Green himself, here's what he says are his goals.
So basically, I have two goals with the kids. Get the kids to realize their potential musically, to get them as good as possible, and then to get them out on stage in front of as many people as possible. So, you know, my only real interest in any of these kids is to really see what they can do once you sort of strip away the fear and the laziness.
To strip away the fear and laziness in his students. I've never heard my own kids' teachers declare this as a goal on Parents' Night, and believe me, I wish I did. Watching Rock School is an exercise in exhilarating ambivalence. I think Green's taste in musical material, for example, is lousy. I don't have much use for Zappa or Sabbath. But I get why he uses that stuff. It's loud and aggressive, just like young people are. And it often seems chaotic and tossed off, the way so many of their lives can seem. By teaching them that there's a lot of rigor and complexity behind even the most vulgar Frank Zappa compositions, Paul Green is letting his students in on a secret of life beyond school. Even stuff that looks easy is hard to do well. The movie peaks with a trip to Germany, where he takes the band he's molded to an annual Zappa festival. He's told them that he never wants their adult audiences to, quote, come look at kids playing music, but to come look at kids playing music well. He's prepared them to be judged just as severely by hardcore Zappophiles as any of the middle-aged geezers who precede them on stage, trying to recapture their mothers of invention spent youth. Director Argott has done a very tricky thing. He's made a film that's easy to love with a protagonist who's hard to like. You're going to come out of this movie debating whether Paul Green deserves a MacArthur Genius Grant or to be brought up on charges of child emotional abuse. Me, I'd hand out DVDs of Rock School to everyone in the country with a teaching degree and dare them to match this level of commitment.
Ken Tucker is Fresh Air's rock critic and film critic for New York Magazine.